It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Saving room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg,
a lady's leg,
and a punch that will sink a battleship.
Big ship.
And take all the army and the navy to take the bronze Sylvester Patty. Well, he tried to take a trip to Italy.
Thank you!
And I thought that he'd go by the sea. He jumped off the harbor in New York. And he swam like a man from Cork. Well, he saw the Lusitania in distress.
What'd he do?
Well, he shoved the Lusitania up his dress.
Big dress!
Then he drank all the water in the sea. And he walked all the way to Italy. That was my brother, Sylvester.
What's he got?
He's got a roll of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest!
He killed 50 brethren in the West. He knows no risk. Bigger the man.
Hell is where?
Don't push.
Shush, shush.
Saving room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that will sink a battleship.
Big ship.
He'll take all the army and the navy to take the bronze Sylvester.
Those first two songs were Been to the East, Been to the West, by Arabesque from their album A Turk in Galway. Arabesque plays a blend of Celtic, Middle Eastern, and original tunes on flute and various string instruments. Any given song can be a vehicle to take the musicians and the listeners to new places, creating unique and heartfelt expressions through the blending of musical forms, ornaments, and styles. Arabesque invites you on a magic carpet ride to faraway places with the intent to make you feel at home in each one. A Turk in Galway was their second CD, a joyful romp through the world of traditional music, featuring the amazing flute playing of Miranda Arana, and acoustic guitar, bouzouki, mandolin, oud, and banjo of Steve Van Landingham. And that was followed by a live version of My Brother Sylvester from the Chuckawalla Rhythm Kings from their album No Bedrolls or Backpacks. You can find out more about them by going to chuckawallark.com. That's chuckawallark.com. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Burke. This is the 8th episode of our 20th season. Our show is sponsored by Rescue, Happy to Be Coloring Pages, Louisiana Renaissance Festival, Ocean Renaissance Foundation, the patrons of the podcast, and the Ren List. A special thank you to the performers and artists who have contributed their music to our podcast library. We now have 801 albums, with 340 performers represented in that. Our library now has over 10,000 songs in it. It's not enough. If you're a performer or a fan and you think that there's an artist that we're missing, or an album that you haven't heard us play anything from, let us know. Help us get hold of it. And if there are songs or performers that you're not hearing as often as you like, let us know about that as well. You can contact us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page and contact us there. That's at facebook.com/renfestpodcast. Up next, we'll have the Quartermaster Band performing Fathom the Bowl from their album Quartermaster. The Quartermaster Band is a favorite at California fairs and festivals since 2012. They update rowdy pub songs, traditional shanties, tankard swingers, bawdy stuff, and original manly tunes with new three-part arrangements and lots of charming swagger. In this particular one, you might want to take a note of the sole instrument in this song, which is the castanets, with some wonderful work on those. Otherwise, it's an excellent example of a cappella music. You can find out more about Quartermaster on Facebook by looking for Quartermaster Band. And we're going to follow that with another mostly a cappella song, unless you count the impromptu percussion in this one. We'll have the Whiskey Bards performing Women, Whiskey, and War, which is the title track of the album that it's on. The Whiskey Bards are Renaissance balladeers and entertainers, designed to make the most of their voices with medieval flair. And you can look for them on their Facebook page under Whiskey Bards.
Come all ye great heroes, wherever ye be, come tune up your voices and join in with me. In praise of good liquor, that's good for your soul. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. I'll fathom the bowl, I'll fathom the bowl. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. From France we do get brandy, from Jamaica comes rum, sweet oranges and lemons from Portugal come. But ale and strong cider are England's control. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. I'll fathom the bowl, I'll fathom the bowl. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. My wife, she disturbs me when I'm at my ease. She does as she likes and she says as she please. My wife, she's a devil with a heart black as coal. The punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. I'll fathom the bowl, I'll fathom the bowl. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. My father, he lies in the depths of the sea. He calls home for his pillow, what matter to me? A shot of strong whiskey, his death to console. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. I'll fathom the bowl, I'll fathom the bowl. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl. I'll fathom the bowl, I'll fathom the bowl.
Well, here's the pub. You know, if I hear that guy try to sing that blasted song once more, I'll pay you 9 pence to bust him over the noggin.
That'll buy a shot. You're on.
The minstrel boy to the war has...
Yep.
Fight.
Here's your 9 pence.
We're back from the battle and looking for fun. We're tired, we're sore, and we're parched from the sun. We need parties and liquor before we must run. Here's the women and whiskey and war. So it's time to start drinking, it's not time to rest. We're giving our livers the ultimate test. Let's all raise our glasses to what we love best. Here's the women and whiskey and war. Here's to the maiden who's sitting at home while I'm handling the pop down and in his ear foam. And if he's not careful, it's she who will roam. Here's to women and whiskey and war. Here's to the drink that is amber and sweet with a touch of the heather. I taste hard to beat. If you don't beware, you'll be knocked off your feet. Here's to women and whiskey and war. Here's to the lads who have called off the fight. Let's hope and let's pray that we're not their last sight. May they soon rejoin us as strong and true knights. Here's to women and whiskey and war. After the fighting, don't give them no tea. They'd rather drink ale with a glass on their knee and be drinking and wenching until they can't see. Here's the women and whiskey and war. And their wives, when they stumble home back to their den, will probably beat them with a cigar in hand. And after the fight, they'll be kissing again. Here's the women and whiskey and war. To the women who gave us the reason to fight, the whiskey that helps us to get through the night. To all of our comrades who lived and who died, here's the women and whiskey and war. Here's the women and whiskey and war. Here's the women and whiskey and war.
Was almost okay.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chased Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
All around my hat, I will wear the green willow. All around my hat, for 12 months and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who has led my life astray.
I pledged my heart with love songs. I showered her with jewels. I gave to her a red, red rose, but my own true love was cruel. She spurned my sweet affections and truly caused my heart to bleed. She's a false, deluded young lass. Let her go, bitter will she. And it's all around my hat, I will wear the green willow. All around my hat, for 12 months and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who has led my life astray.
The other day he brought me a fine diamond ring, but he thought to deprive me of a far, far finer thing. But I, being careful, through him I did clearly see he's a false, deluded young lad. Let him go, farewell he, and it's
all around my hat, I will wear the green willow. It's all for my true love who has led my life astray.
So lads, come listen to me and
words.
Save yourselves much pain.
It's no mystery.
You'll never know what a woman wants,
and a man only wants one thing.
A pet is so much simpler.
Get a plant.
And makes for better
just
company.
Add water.
She's a false, deluded young lad. Let her go.
Farewell she.
And it's all around my hat, I will wear the green willow. All around my hat, for 12 months and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who has led my life astray.
One, two, three, four.
That last song was Raging Water, performed by Cast in Bronze and their album Best Day Ever. Look for more information about them at castinbronze.net. And before that, we had All Around My Hat, performed by Empty Hats from the album Captured. Empty Hats describes themselves just as a Celtic band, unplugged but wired. Look for information about them at emptyhats.com. Do you have experience working on a podcast? Maybe experience as an audio editor, sound editor? Do you enjoy tracking down information, checking to see that databases and spreadsheets are updated properly? These are all part of the things that we do in the background here at the podcast, and we could always use some help with it. We're all volunteers here. If you're interested in helping out, please drop us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Coming up next, we'll have the Righteous Blackguards performing Ship That Never Returned from their album Just the Tip. This is a song that takes audience participation to a really fun level. And some of you older members of the audience, like myself, if you remember Harry Chapin, if you ever caught him in concert, he did a song called 30,000 Pounds of Bananas that it was kind of a fun song when you heard the album version, but when you saw it live, it just kind of went to a whole different level. They added multiple endings and little bits of shtick in there, and that is exactly what they've done with this song. So I think you'll find it enjoyable. The Righteous Blackguards rock a blend of Celtic, folk, drinking songs, lots of humor, and occasionally some modern hits. They draw influences from bands like Great Big Sea, The Dubliners, Da Vinci's Notebook, Flogging Molly, and The Rakish Rogues. Their shows are slapped together, unprofessional, and you'll never have more fun. And we'll follow that with Wayfaring Stranger by Dr. Harmonious Bones from the album Joyful Noise.
Summer's day, when the wave was rippled by the softest, gentlest breeze, did a ship set sail with a cargo laden for a port beyond the seas. There were fond farewells, there were loving signals from the ones who were most concerned. Though they knew it not, 'twas a solemn parting for the ship. She never returned. Did she ever return?
Way too many new people here.
That's
do not,
terrible.
You don't know the rules. This is an interactive song. We will sing, did she ever return? You yell back, no, she never returned. Yeah, very easy. And then we'll say, and her fate is yet unlearned. And you will say, no ship.
It's a P, no ship. It's a P, not a T.
Yes, because that would be the worst thing that happens in our show.
So let's try it. Here we go.
Just to be clear, it is a bilabial plosive stop, not a linguodental stop. AP English for the win!
Let's give it a shot,
so,
all right?
Stop at the labia, not at the dental dam. All right, good to know.
Did she ever return? And her fate is yet unlearned. Though for years and years, there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned. Said a feeble lad to his anxious mother, I must cross the wide, wide sea. For they say perchance in a foreign climate there is help and strength for me. 'Twas a gleam of hope in a maze of danger, and her heart for her youngest yearned. Yet she sent him forth with a smile and a blessing on the ship that never returned. And did she ever return? For the ship that never returned. Only one more trip, said a gallant seaman as he kissed his weeping wife. Only one more purse of that golden treasure, and will last us all through life. Then I'll spend my days in our cozy cottage and enjoy the rest I've earned. But alas, poor man, for he sailed a commander on the ship that never returned. And did she ever return? For the ship that never returned. Did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is yet unlearned. For years and years, there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned.
Reggae!
Did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And the fate is yet unlearned.
Oh, yeah.
For years and years, there were
she never returned.
No, she never returned.
And the fate is yet unlearned. And the music is yet to find out what the bullshit that never returned.
On a ship that never returned. On a ship that never returned.
Courtney Love!
Did she ever return?
This is not fine. No.
This is gonna get real racist real fast.
Next style, musical theater!
Did she ever return?
No, she never returned. And her fate is yet.
Did it ever come back? No, the ship had never returned. We are sitting at the dock saying, where the hell's the ship?
Sins will be forgiven when I take the final ride, or better lie, I will be living when I reach the other side. I'm going there to find my family. I'm going there to find my own. I'm gonna cross the mighty river. Distant shore.
Mm-hmm.
this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there. I'm gonna find my family. I'm going there. I'm gonna find my own. I'm gonna cross the mighty river. I'm gonna reach the distant shore. I'm gonna reach the distant shore.
Ocean Renaissance, a magical fourth annual charity fundraiser, April 12th through the 14th at the Carousel Seaside Resort in Ocean City, Maryland. 12 and under always attend for free. Come see the Circus Siren Pod as featured on the Netflix series Merpeople. Over 60 vendors selling handcrafted wares and garb. Aerialists, jugglers, bards, stilt walkers, magicians and more. Visit OceanCityRenaissance.com to purchase tickets today.
Dance with thee, gamble and prance with thee. Let this romancing be our song to sing.
I will adorn with you flowers newborn with you till we have won them through into the night.
You have now heard my song, every last word is strong like a wild bird along its morning flight.
In my arms all night, away from harm's moonlight, to lend its charms, quickening our bliss.
If we stay tarrying here in this fairy ring, we will be carrying love's special seal.
Hand to hand, let us be free, but forgetlessly ever, to blessed be part of life's wheel.
Come lay with thee, maiden of spring.
near Bainbridge Town in the county Down one morning in July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the crown of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing gal that I shook myself to be sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, sure no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I shook my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I said I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? Well, he smiled at me and with pride said he, she's the gem of all Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. She'd a soft brown eye and a look so sly, and a smile like the rose in June. And you held each note from her lily-white throat as she lilted a haunting tune. At the pattern dance you'd be held in a trance as she'd skip through a jig or a reel. And her eyes she'd roll, she would lift your soul, and your heart she would quickly steal. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. At the crossroads fair, I will surely be there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. And I'll try sheep's eyes and deluding lies on the heart of the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke and no horse I'll yoke, though my plow with rust will turn brown. Till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, sure no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down.
You just heard a cover of Star of the County Down by Landlocked from their album Good Rum and Bad Sheep. Before that was Maiden of Spring by Alexander James Adams from the album A Familiar Promise. You can see Landlocked at the Georgia Renaissance Festival. This is Greg from The Wren List. Here's a look at what fairs are opening and closing in the next few weeks. On April 13th, the Georgia Renaissance Festival in Fairburn and the Tulare County Renaissance Festival in Visalia, California, both open their gates. Tulare runs for 2 weekends, and Georgia runs until the first week of June. The Sherwood Forest Fair in McDade, Texas, closes on April 21st. The Escondido Renaissance Fair in California begins its 3-weekend run on April 20th. Jason Youngberg also wants to remind everyone of the upcoming Iowa Renaissance Festival in Middle Amana, which runs for 2 weekends starting on May 25th. There are lots of one-weekend events in Missouri, Maryland, North Carolina, Nevada, Virginia, and more. For details on these, or to find a fair near you, go to therenlist.com. Coming up next is a cover of Lanigan's Ball by Mark Gunn from his album Mountain Rain. You can see Mark at Sherwood. After that will be a song called Blow Ye Winds by Water Street Bridge from their album O Death.
When Jeremy Lanigan rather wait till he hadn't a pound, and his father died and made him a mannequin, left them a farm and 10 acres of ground. Myself to be sure got free invitation for all the boys and girls might ask without being asked, but friends and relations were dancing like bees around the sweet cask. There were lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cake, bacon and tea, and Nolans and Dolans and all the O'Grady's were courting the girls and dancing away. Songs were found as plenty as water, the harp that went sounding at Tarot's old hall. Sweet Ellie Gray and the rat catcher's daughter were singing together at Lanigan's ball. Nonsensical polkas all in the room in a whirling and gig. Julie and I, who banished the nun, she kicked up a twist of a reel and a jig. All the girls, they all got mad at me, for they thought the ceiling would fall. I spent 6 months at Brooks Academy learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. 6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. She stepped in again, she stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Boys were merry, the girls are hearty, dancing around in couples and groups. An accident happened, young Terence McCarty, he put his foot in Miss Finnerty's hoops. Porker that cried and roared bloody murder, sent for her brothers and gathered them all. Carmody swore he'd go no further to heat a revenge at Lanigan's ball. In the midst of the roll, Miss Kerrigan fainted her lips at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the lads declared she was pained, she took a small jot, too much I suppose. Sweet Ned and Morgan, so powerful knave, when he saw his for coin shook out by the wall, took the left leg from under the table and smashed the chainies at Lanigan's ball. 6 months spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. She stepped in again, she stepped out. I stepped in again learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Then there's functions, I got a kick from Philip McHugh. I soon replied to his introduction and kicked up a terrible hullabaloo. Case the piper is near being strangled, squeezed by his pipes, fellas, chances and all. Girls and boys got all entangled and that put an end to Lanigan's ball. 6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. She stepped in again, she stepped out. I stepped in again learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
In the morning, blowy winds, hi ho, haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow.
It's advertised in Boston, town, New York, and Buffalo. 500 brave Americans are wailing for to go, singing,
blowy winds in the morning, blowy winds, hi ho, haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow. They tell you of the clipper ships are running in and out. They say you'll take 500 sperm before you're 6 months out. Singing, blowy winds in the morning, blowy winds, hi-ho.
haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow.
They take you to New Bedford town, that famous whaling port, and give you to some land sharks to board and fit you out.
Singing blowy winds in the morning, blowy winds, hi-ho. Haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow. See my boys, the wind comes up to blow. Half the watch is sick on deck, the other half below me, singing blowy winds in the morning, blowy winds, hi ho. Haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow.
Skipper's on the quarter deck, squinting at the sail, when up aloft the lookout spots a mighty school of whales.
Singing blowy winds in the morning, blowy winds, hi ho. Haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow. Then lower down the boats, my boys, and after him we'll travel. But if you get too near his fluke, he'll kick you to the devil. Singing blowy winds in the morning, blowy winds, hi-ho. Haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow.
When we get a whale, me boys, we'll bring him in alongside. Then over with our blubber hooks and rob him of his hide.
When we get home, our ship made fast, and we get through our sailing, our pretty glass around the pass, and damn this blubber whaling. Singing blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. Haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow. Blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. Haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow.
This is Greg from The Renlist. The Renlist is the easiest way to find Renaissance and other fairs near you. We've got over 300 events listed, from Renaissance and medieval fairs to Celtic and fairy festivals, pirate fairs, and more. Our listings are constantly updated so you get the most up-to-date information. For the more serious patrons and folks on the circuit, we also have loads of information on camping, fair contacts, casting details, and more. We've also got a whole section that lists vendors and performers. Go to therenlist.com and sign up to get started. Hope to see you there.
our ship for an ocean trip was the walloping window blind. No wind that blew dismayed her crew or troubled the captain's mind. The man at the wheel was made to feel contempt for the wildest blow, but it often appeared when the gale had cleared he'd been in his bunk below.
So blow your winds high ho, a rogue and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, across the bounding main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.
The boatswain's mate was very sedate, yet fond of amusement too. He played hopscotch on the starboard watch while the captain tickled the crew. The gunner we had was apparently mad, for she sat on the after rail and fired salutes in the captain's boots in the teeth of a blooming gale.
So blow your winds high ho, I'm roaming, I will go. I'll stay no on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, across the bounding main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.
The captain sat on a commodore's hat and dined in a royal way. Off roasted pigs and pickles and figs and gummery bread each day. Our cookie was Dutch and behaved as such, for the diet he fed the crew was a couple of tons of hot cross buns served up with sugar and glue.
So blow your winds high ho, I roam and I will go. I'll stay no more, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, across the bounding main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.
And we all fell ill as mariners will, in a diet that's cheap and rude. And we shivered and shook as we dipped the cook in a tub of his gluesome food. The nautical pride we laid aside as we cast the vessel ashore on the Gullaby Isles, where the poo-poo smiles and the anagazanders roar.
So blow your winds high ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, across the bounding main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. Hey!
We heard from the Misfits of Avalon, performing Tam Lin from the album Avalon Moon. The Misfits of Avalon have been delighting lovers of Celtic music all over New England for over 10 years. The group features multi-instrumentalist Brian Wyland on the hammered dulcimer, mandolin, and anything else he can get his hands on, and fingerstyle wizard Max Cohen on guitar and vocals. Find out more about them on Facebook under their page Misfits of Avalon. And after that we had A Capital Ship, performed by Bounding Main, from the album Lost at Sea. Each member of Bounding Main is a music and theater veteran with diverse entertainment backgrounds. Their performances and albums have been well received with brisk U.S. and international sales. They've performed at music festivals, nautical festivals, major tall ships events, maritime museums, Renaissance fairs, folk music venues, and corporate events on both sides of the Atlantic. You can look for them online at boundingmain.com. Something we'd like to bring back to the podcast we used to do years ago is interviews. Interviews with performers, vendors, other entertainers, even the folks running the fairs. If you're interested in doing an interview at a local fair, get in touch with us. Email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll see what we can work out. And just as a reminder that not all of the entertainment at the fairs is musical, coming up we have Carrot Story, performed by Sidetracked from their album Extraordinary. And we'll follow that up with the song You Fair Spanish Ladies, performed by Pirates Royale from the album Blackjack. Look for more about them at pirates.com. That's pirates.com. And I'll just say, you know, with this song, take note of the vocal harmonies on this. This is another a cappella song. This is a song that I've heard done several different ways. But the way the voices mingle on this one is just beautiful to behold.
Once upon a time,
a long, long time ago,
there lived a carrot.
Wait.
What?
I don't like carrots.
Oh. Who likes carrots? Yeah, good job for liking carrots.
I want to know who doesn't like carrots. That's right, you and me, team no liking carrots.
See, she actually doesn't like anything made of vegetable.
I'm a bad influence, Moms. I'm going to put that out there right now.
Well, one day a carrot was walking through the woods.
Wait, stop. Hold the show.
What?
Carrots don't walk?
Look, the celery stalks, the carrot walks.
All right, fine.
Well, the carrot was walking through the woods, and the carrot ran into a rabbit. And the carrot looked at the rabbit.
And the rabbit looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the rabbit, and the rabbit said,
I'm going to eat you, carrot.
And the carrot said, why are you going to eat me, rabbit?
Because I'm a rabbit. That's what I do.
No, 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 said the carrot. You cannot eat me, for I am no ordinary carrot. I am
an extraordinary carrot.
And someday I will be more than just a carrot.
Hetuvia, we have to explain to them what they have to do at this point.
Oh, all right.
Everybody needs to point their fingers.
Right.
And just put it way up in the air like you're making an exclamation.
Yeah, as far as you can go.
And you all say?
Well, all together we're going to say, extraordinary carrot.
Let's try it out on the count of three.
One, two, three.
Extraordinary carrot!
That was good.
I like that part.
Yeah. Just to let you know, we can see what you're doing.
And we're watching you all the time.
And you look great.
You're so pretty.
Well, at this, the rabbit began to laugh.
Can you laugh like a rabbit? That wasn't bad.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah. Some didn't laugh at all, and they're smart. You know why? Rabbits don't make any noise.
Very smart. Well, the rabbit laughed so hard, the carrot was able to escape.
Whew!
Well, said the carrot, this is not the place for me, and continued on his way. And as he walked, the trees got smaller and smaller.
Like broccoli, which I also don't like.
And the grass got taller and taller.
Like wheat germ. I'm not eating none of that, neither.
And soon he found himself in a field, and in that field was a horse. And the carrot looked at the horse.
And the horse looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the horse, and the horse said,
I am not a crook.
No, that's a different story.
I mix those two guys up all the time.
Well, the horse said,
I'm gonna eat you, carrot.
And the carrot said, why are you going to eat me, horse?
Because I'm a horse. That's what I do.
No, 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 said the carrot. You cannot eat me, for I am no ordinary carrot.
I am an extraordinary carrot.
And someday I will be more than just a carrot. Well, at this, the horse began to laugh.
Can you laugh like a horse?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, some of them didn't say anything because they said, nay. Well, the horse laughed so hard, the carrot was able to escape.
Woo!
Well, said the carrot, this is not the place for me, he continued on his way. And as he walked, the grass got smaller and smaller.
Like those little bean sprouts, they get stronger.
And the path got wider and wider.
Like my backside, because I do not eat these things.
And he followed the path up to a castle. He knocked on the castle door. And the doorman answered. And the doorman looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the doorman.
And the doorman looked at the carrot and the doorman said,
you would make an excellent dinner for the prince.
No, 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 said the carrot. You cannot eat me.
Here comes, get your finger ready.
For I am no ordinary carrot.
I'm excited.
I am an extraordinary carrot. And someday I will be more than just a carrot. Well, at this, the doorman began to laugh.
Can you laugh like a doorman? Oh, that was really
that
good.
That was really good. I like that one. Well, the doorman laughed so hard that he picked the carrot up and took him to the kitchen.
Oh, no. What happens to carrots in the kitchen? They get chopped.
They get sliced.
Diced julienne pureed made to nasty tasting drinks. I mean, but delicious cakes.
Well, the cook decided not to do any of those things to our carrot, much to the carrot's happiness. They brought the great dish before the prince. They lifted off the lid.
Shing!
And the prince looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the prince.
And the prince looked at the carrot. And the prince said, you.
Get ready, here it is.
Are no ordinary carrot.
It's the last one, make it huge.
You
are an extraordinary carrot.
And you will be more than just a carrot. And from that day forward, the carrot was not just a carrot, but the prince's advisor.
The end.
And the moral of the story is,
never eat your vegetables, kids.
Oh, no, we're going to get in trouble.
I told him I was a bad influence.
Well, we better go on to the next story.
Okay.
Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you daughters of Spain. For we've received orders to sail back to England. And we may or might never all see you again. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll rave across the salt seas until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From ocean to city, 'tis 35 leagues.
We hove our ship to with wind at southwest, boys.
We hove our ship to take soundings clear. In 55 fathoms with a clear sandy bottom, we filled our main topsail up, channel did steer. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll rave across the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England from ocean to Scilly. 'Tis 35 leagues.
The first land we made was a point called the Dead Men.
Next, Ramshead off Plymouth, start Portland and White. We sailed by Beachy, by Fairly and Dungeness, and then bore away for the Southland Light. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll rave across the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England from ocean to Scilly. 'Tis 35 leagues.
The order was given for our good ship to anchor that night on the Downs for to lie with the fleet. Stand by your shank painters, likewise your cat stoppers. Haul up your clue garnets, let tack and sheet fly.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll rave across the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England from ocean to Scilly. 'Tis 35 leagues. Let every man here drink up his full bumper. Let every man here drink up his full bowl. And let us be jolly and drown melancholy. Here's a health for each jovial and true-hearted soul. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll rave across the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England from ocean to Scilly. 'Tis 35 leagues. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll rave across the salt sea until we strike soundings in the channel of old England from ocean to Scilly. 'Tis 35 leagues.
Sometimes, all it takes is a box of crayons and a coloring page that makes you smile to make the day seem brighter. Happy to Be Coloring offers downloadable coloring pages with images that you'll want to color over and over again. Go to happytobecoloring.justonemore.website and don't just find happiness, create it in all the colors you love.
Oh, Roger the plowboy, he is a dashing blade. He goes whistling and singing over yon green blade. He met with pretty Susan, she's handsome, I declare. She's far more enticing than the birds in all the air. Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her wings. One evening while coming home from the rakes of town, the meadow's been all green and the grass had been cut down. If I should chance to tumble all in the new mown hay, let's kiss me now or never love this bonny lass, did say. Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises of her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her wings. Long weeks were over and were past. Her mammy chanced to notice how she thickened round the waist. He was the handsome plowboy, the maiden she did say. For he caused me to tumble all in the new mown hay. The lark in the morning, she rises of her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her wings. A health to all you plowboys wherever you may be, that likes to have a bonny lass a sitting on their knee. With a jug of good strong porter, you'll whistle and you'll sing. But the plowboy is as happy as a prince or a king. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her wings. Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew upon her wings.
That last song was Shadow of the Moon, performed by Blackmore's Night from the album Shadow of the Moon. Find out more about them at blackmoresnight.com. That's BlackmoresNight.com. And before that, we had Lark in the Morning, performed by Langer's Ball from the album Hold Tight. Langer's Ball calls their music style Irish folk punk. They've been making music together since 2007. The album Hold Tight is a collection of songs that they started writing while off the road because of the pandemic. Songs about nights in the pubs with their friends, songs about traveling around this amazing country and playing music, songs about belonging and finding your place in the world. Find out more about them at thelangersball.com. That's thelangersball.com. I've talked about volunteering and helping with the podcast. As I said, everybody here is volunteers, but we've got expenses associated with putting on the show. File storage, web hosting, there's some licensing fees, all kinds of things involved like that. It doesn't take a lot, but we can use your help with it. We've got a couple of different ways you can help out. You can become a patron of the podcast. You can find out the details on that by going to the show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. That's a way that you can become an ongoing supporter of the show. If you'd like to just make a one-time donation to the show, you can go to paypal.me/RenFestPodcast and make a one-time donation there. And then the other way to support the show is to just help us get the word out. Tell your friends about the show. You can play the music for your friends, acquaintances. Love to know where you're finding the show. Help us spread the word. Up next, we'll have Stingo, performed by The Harper and the Minstrel from their album The Road to Lindemar. Look for them online at theharperandtheminstrel.com. And we'll follow that with So Early in the Morning, performed by Jesse Ferguson from the album Sea Shanties and Wailing Ballads. Jesse is a Canadian folk musician interested in traditional music from Ireland, Scotland, England, and North America. Look for information about Jesse at jessefergusonmusic.com. That's JessefergusonMusic.com.
Thank you. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The mate was drunk and he went below to take a sip of his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The bottle-o, the bottle-o, the sailor likes his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. A bottle of rum, a bottle of gin, a bottle of Irish whiskey-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o, the bottle-o, the bottle-o, the sailor likes his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The lassies-o, the maidens-o, the sailor loves them ladies-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The bottle-o, the bottle-o, the sailor likes his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. 2 pints of stout, a pint of ale, and half a pint of lager-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The bottle-o, the bottle-o, the sailor likes his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. A bottle of Beck's, a bottle of Grolsch, a bottle of Carlsberg Pilsner-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The bottle-o, the bottle-o, the sailor likes his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. A sing-song-o, a sing-song-o, the sailor loves a shanty-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The bottle-o, the bottle-o, the sailor likes his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The mate came back and staggered around and tumbled into the water-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o. The bottle-o, the bottle-o, the sailor likes his bottle-o. So early in the morning, the sailor likes his bottle-o.
Rescue Foundation is a nonprofit whose mission is to support and maintain the health and medical well-being of Renaissance Festival participants. We do that in 3 ways. 1, medical aid, in which we help you navigate the medical billing system. 2, preventative programs and education. 3, financial aid for medical bills. You can learn more about Rescue at RESCUfoundation.org. We are Renaissance Entertainers Services Crafters United.
I never will marry, I'll be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life. My love's gone and left me, he's the one I adore. And I never will see him, no, never, no more. I never will marry, I'll be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life. But there's Patty Murphy with the hair of bright red, such a fine strapping young lad as ever 'twas bred. Well, maybe I'll marry, I might be his wife, but I'll probably stay single for the rest of my life. One day he came walking, just came round to see. When I asked him what brought him, he said it was me. Well, yes, I will marry, I'll be this man's wife, but my mind will stay single for the rest of my life.
Borrowed shadows, the east will come. Feel that rhythm, earth to sky, through ice prism. Ghosts as wide return to the light. Swing by night in the woodwind blow. Rhythm is his soul like a crossbow. Old style vibes with the drone tone low. Crack show!
Heard I Never Will Marry, or Maybe Not, performed by Shillelagh Law from Songs from the Bridge. And that was followed by We're the Crack Show from the album Icons, performed by The Crack Show. The Crack Show is a well-seasoned, full-time touring Renaissance festival band. They blend Irish, medieval, and Renaissance styles of music. They perform old-style bagpipes, fiddle, bass, and heavy percussion. Icons is a new album that we just received from them, so giving it a little bit of a feature with a couple of the songs. We'll follow it up with Zigani from that same album, Icons. And you can find out more about them by going to thecrackshow.com. And that's thecraicshow.com. And then we'll follow that with Claudin Moore, performed by the Kilted Kings from Name on My Soul. Kilted Kings are Mark Gunn on auto harp and vocals, and Randy Wathka on percussion and background vocals. They'd met many years ago at the Texas Renaissance Festival when Randy was playing drums with bagpipes and drums quartet, the Rogues, and Mark was playing auto harp and singing with the Celtic Renaissance duo, the Brobdingnagian Bards. It took 15 years for them to get together and perform together for a while, launching the Kilted Kings at the Paradox Pub at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival in 2015. Find out more about them at kiltedkings.com.
From age to age, just past here. They speak we've longed to know at last feel. The life has come to those who will pass it on to see. In revelation now we have begun.
If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers. If you'd like to help out, send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
won't you take me away from the pain and the suffering? Oh no, I'm wrecked again. I'll go to the pub no more. Oh. I had one drink, then only one more. I finished with three, then I had four. There's no use denying I've had it, I'm dying. I really don't care anymore.
Don't care anymore.
Oh no, I'm wrecked
again. Won't you take me away from the pain and the suffering?
Oh no, I'm wrecked again. I'll go to the pub no more. My head is too sore. I'd like to lie down, but I'd fall off the floor. I'm sweating, I'm cold, and I'm ill, and I'm old, and I'd go, but I can't find the door.
He can't find the door.
Oh no, I'm wrecked
again. Won't you take me away from the pain and the suffering?
Oh no, I'm wrecked again. I'll go to the pub no more. A good time. Was the killer the whiskey, the beer, or the wine? Did I step out of line?
Yes, you stepped out of line.
I must have been out of my mind.
Oh no, I'm wrecked again. Won't you take me away from the pain and the suffering?
Oh no, I'm wrecked again. I'll go to the pub no more. Home. Goodbye, cruel world. Ring that last bell. One evening in heaven, next morning in hell. I'm spinning around bravely, but nothing can save me. Adieu, goodbye, fare thee well.
Goodbye, fare thee well.
Oh no, I'm wrecked
again. Won't you take me away from the pain and the suffering?
Oh no, I'm wrecked again. I'll go to the pub no more. Oh no, I'm wrecked
again. Won't you take me away from the pain and the suffering?
Oh no, I'm wrecked again. I'll go to the pub no more. Oh, I'll go to the pub no more.
We just heard Metsuko Kiev Waltz, translated as Forest Flower Waltz, performed by the Roxlovians from the album A Fiddler in Every Port. Roxlovians calls their music dangerous music because they're unafraid to cross the metric boundaries. They travel all over to bring you music and songs from many countries. Their basic makeup is guitar and violin, but when they can, they add percussion and dancers. The spectacle of their show is their spontaneous musicianship and the fun that they're having on stage. Gypsy Rocks was formed by Coyote in 2007, along with Lauren Morris in the reigns of the Tennessee Ren Fair. The group was originally formed under the name Gypsy Rocks, but they portrayed themselves as a family of cousins from the fictional land of Roxlovia, and they recently changed the name of the band to reflect that. It's now Roxlovians. You can find them online at gypsyrocks.com. That's GYPSYROX.com. And after that, we had Wrecked Again, performed by Tippler's Way from the album Let a Light Shine. And once again, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to point out, we're coming up on the actual 20th anniversary of the podcast. It comes up around the end of June. I'm hoping to put together kind of a special show for that. One of the things that might be nice, especially if you're a longtime fan of the podcast, send us a note, either by email or post it through Facebook, message us on Facebook, or even better, if you could record just a short little thing, a memory of how you first found the podcast or something that stands out in your memory from it. I know myself, I've been listening since around show 70, and that would put it back around 2006. Came across it by accident. I had already found Mark Gunn, who was the one who started the show. I had already found some of his music with the Brobdingnagian Bards, and it was while trying to find some more music of his that I found the podcast. And things have changed quite a lot since then, including my own additions to the show. But I'd like to hear from the audience. I'd like to hear from all of you out there. Include some of those memories in the show when we do it. So if you can start sending those in, email to renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Message us again at the Facebook page, facebook.com/renfestpodcast. And let us know. Like I say, we'd like to hear from you. Our last two songs. First one's kind of a silly little ditty. I'm a longtime fan of Tom Lehrer. Obviously not a Renaissance Festival performer, but a musical comedy performer from the 1950s and 60s. And a couple of years ago, he released his full catalog of music, which was enough to fill about 3 or 4 albums, released it all in the public domain so that anybody could record it, release it. And one of those was a piece that for years he wasn't allowed to put on an album. It's called I Got It From Agnes, performed by Ménage à Moi from the album Indulgences. Ménage à Moi is humorously indecent, always discreet. The top-shelf comedy stylings of Ménage à Moi pair nicely with either a cooling beer or a warming tequila shot. You can look for them at ménageàmoicomedy.com. That's ménageàmoicomedy.com. And we'll end the show with Health to the Company, performed by Majestic Rain from the album Renaissance Steel. You can find out more about Majestic Rain at matthewsmusic.com. This is maybe a little more of a metal version of the song than we usually hear. I always enjoy hearing different artists' takes on songs. And since I like ending the show with this song anyway, get to hear a lot of different ones. And with that, I'll leave you until next time. Take care.
I love my friends, and they love me. We're just as close as we can be. And just because we really care, whatever we get, we share. I caught it from Agnes, she caught it from Jim. We all agree it must have been Louise who gave it to him. Now she got it from Harry, who got it from Marie. And everybody knows that Marie got it from me. Giles got it from Daphne, she got it from Joan, who picked it up in County Cork, a kitten of Blarney Stone. Pierre gave it to Sheila, he must have brought it there. He got it from Francois and Jacques Cahar. Lucky Pierre. Max got it from Edith, who gets it every spring. She got it from her daddy, who just gives her everything. She then gave it to Daniel, whose spaniel has it now. Our dentist even has it, and we're still wondering how. Oh, I got it from Agnes, or maybe it was Sue, or Millie, or Billy, or Willie, or Jilly. It doesn't matter who. It might have been at the pub, or in the club, or in the loo. And if you will be my friend, then I might, mind you, I said might, give it to you.
Join me in rhyme and lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the company, one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well. For style and for beauty, sure none can excel.
There's a smile upon her countenance as she sits upon my knee. And there's no one in this wide world as happy as we. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet it again. Our ship lies at anchor, she's ready to dock, and I wish her safe landing without any shock. And if ever we meet again, by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet it again. My wit, it may fail. My course may be challenged by November's gale. Ere fortune should prove to be friend or be foe, you will always be with me wherever I go. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.